welcome back to Techonomics. I am your host, Jason Middleton. And I have not started my holiday shopping there. Okay, I said it. And that may be a good thing, though, if I care about finding the best deals. Yeah, the colorfully themed shopping days are coming up. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Brown Thursday, Super Saturday, whatever. But now we have hard data from Adobe to help guide our purchasing powers.
Online shopping used to really start on Black Friday. That is all out the window now.
And speaking of online shopping, this will, once again, be the biggest online holiday shopping season ever. Even with the growth in online sales slowing just a bit, you cannot deny the numbers.
57 out of the 61 days from November 1st to 31st are now $1 billion shopping days.
And that's not all the money counting going on. There are 2 days alone that will do more than $3 billion in sales in 24 hours. That's about $34,700 per second. So, to unearth the deals and the trends, we spoke with one of the biggest big data processors there is, Adobe, headquartered here in Silicon Valley's biggest city, San Jose. Adobe analyzes, well, it tracks a hell of a lot of our online shopping. Here we go.
Tamara Gaffney, principal analyst at Adobe Systems.
And we do this every year. Shopping season is coming up for the holidays, and Adobe takes a look at a lot of data, and it looks at a lot of different websites, and it really is very accurate. Let's start with some of your methodology. Can you give us some broad strokes as to what Adobe is looking under the hood at?
Most people don't realize that the Adobe business also includes a lot of technology that drives the internet. So what we're able to do is look at a trillion website visits to over 4,500 retail websites, put together a predictive model based on all of the traffic in the shopping carts. Obviously, we don't know who you are. It's all anonymous. But we're tracking $7.50 out of every $10 spent online. And that gives us unprecedented ability to tell you exactly what's going on online for this holiday season.
That's very impressive. And again, we should stress the anonymity of this. You're doing just basically a data scrape, right? Not an identity scrape.
That's absolutely right. We only know what's going into the shopping carts, not who is actually doing the shopping.
All right, cool. So you guys have already run your analysis. I'm just going to give you the leading question of what's your 2-inch headline compared to last year? Are there any major differences you're seeing between 2015 holiday shopping and 2016?
The biggest differences are really how much more the season's been extended. Online shopping used to really start on Black Friday, actually really on Cyber Monday, and it would end around the 17th or so of December when that was the last time shipped. That was a few years ago. That is all out the window now. We start to see online shopping pick up on what they call Singles Day, which is November 11th. I call it Veterans Day. But that day is really spiking up in terms of sales. And then we see this huge growth going all the way through to the end of the season, right till Christmas Eve. And when we see Christmas Eve data growing the fastest, we know that the procrastinators are finally getting online. We're seeing a 4%, 5%-ish growth rate on the first couple of weeks of November, but we're seeing like a 24% growth rate right before Christmas happens. And also keep in mind, Hanukkah this year is actually on Christmas Eve, so that's late for Hanukkah. So we're going to see a lot more spending happening throughout this holiday cycle. 57 out of the 61 days from November 1st to 31st are now $1 billion shopping days. That's a huge difference from a few years ago when it was just a handful.
Yeah, that's amazing, really, to process that. 57 $1 billion shopping days between November 1st and the end of the year. That's incredible.
And now we're talking about $3 billion days. Black Friday, for the first time, is going to top $3 billion. Cyber Monday last time did top $3 billion, so now we have two $3 billion days. I say this every year. It's the biggest holiday shopping season online ever, and it's going to be true again.
We're speaking with Tamara Gaffney of Adobe Digital Insights, and we're speaking about the holiday shopping season now. Also, we've talked with a consumer psychologist for this week's show as well, and we got to talking about mobile, okay? And personal front page, I used to tend to go to bed or bedtime with my phone, and it was so easy for me to do one-click buying, and I can't be the only person who is buying stuff mobile, probably when it's inappropriate and when unneeded. I got to imagine that's a growth area for this year's data. Am I wrong or right?
That is a growth area in terms of youth, but it's actually creating a lot of pressure for retailers. Let me explain that. I call it shopping on the sly, right? You're kind of under the table on Thanksgiving doing some holiday shopping. We're seeing our huge mobile days as Christmas Day. 66% of traffic to retailers will come from a mobile device on Christmas Day. Thanksgiving is at 59%, which is the second highest. But the one day that's growing the fastest is actually Cyber Monday. We're seeing 26% growth in the amount of mobile traffic on that day, which comes directly, I believe, from the programmed nature we all have to check our mobile phone before our feet even hit the ground out of our bed, look for the doorbusters, and execute a purchase before we've even rolled out. Now, that big day, Cyber Monday, used to be all about going to work and buying from work, but actually it's starting to become much more about email, which turns out not to be the best place to find the best deal.
Okay. Okay, you said the magic word there, deals. So you're in the big data business, and one of the major takeaways that at least consumers get from big data and big data scrapes like Adobe's doing right now are deals and best ways to find specific products. Were you able to find anything in all of this data that might point us in the right direction if we're looking for a certain product or gift?
Yeah, let me go back to email for just a second, and
sure.
Then there's some key days I want people to know about as they plan out their shopping pattern.
Okay.
Email is actually what people think is where the best deals are, and the second place they think it is search. And when we went and looked at those people who were able to get the lowest price, what we found is that they actually came in off of a display ad. So keep your eye on those display ads. Email was only the third best way to find, and search was the least. And I'll explain why. Email is actually the place where they think they've got you as a loyal customer. Retailers are going to not give you the best deal because they think you're not as price sensitive. So it may make sense to go ahead and put stuff in your cart and leave it there if it's not in danger of going out of stock, and then go back the next day when you get an email from the retailer trying to get you back. They may give you a better offer. Also on search, keep in mind, if you're looking at those product listing ads with little pictures, you're going to see people who paid the most money to show that to you, and that costs them money. So they're not necessarily going to be able to give you the best price. So be careful on those two factors and take a look at those display ads or remove those ad blockers for a period of time if you've got them and take a look at what the retailers are offering you. And when you look at those, you're going to want to look at certain things at various times during the season. Early on the 19th of November, is the best time to buy small appliances. The best time to buy tablets and televisions is on the 22nd. So that's the weekend before. That's because those big doorbusters, they start to come out a little bit early. Thanksgiving Day is sporting goods, computers, and toys. And then Black Friday is where you should buy your Christmas decor. If you're buying it now, that's fine. You're paying more money, but if you wait until Black Friday, you can spend a lot less on your Christmas decor and still have time to use it. And then jewelry is great on that day. Giving Tuesday, what a great thing to give, right?
Right.
Be careful about things that are going out of stock, though. When we looked at some of the top toys, you're going to see some of that stuff go out of stock. So be very careful about things like the Pokemon Sun Moon game or certain very key things like you may have heard of Hatchimals. Hatchimals are already out of stock, and they will probably go out of stock. Other things like certain Lego sets will go out of stock. So be careful with some of those to waiting to the lowest price day. Thanksgiving is also a really good day to buy things like sporting goods. Be careful about if you want a particular brand of sporting goods. These are all areas where you'll have to balance out the concerns about what's going out of stock with what the low price day is. And by the way, if you're going to buy something for yourself, which I would highly recommend, because when we look at the pricing across the entire year, the very lowest prices on most products is coming on the Thanksgiving weekend of the entire year. So take a look at things for yourself in addition to all those gift items. We asked our consumers, and about 66% of the spending is going to go for gifts. The rest of it's going for ourselves. So definitely find cool things to say Merry Christmas to me.
All right, so consumer, treat thyself a little bit there.
That's right.
I kind of feel that. Okay. Let's talk again soon, and thanks again.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
That's Tamara Gaffney with Adobe Analytics. Quick refresher here. Adobe examines $7.50 of every $10 spent online. So if Adobe says November 22nd is the best day to buy a TV or appliance, well, that's likely the day to buy a TV or appliance. We have links. Oh, man, do we have links. And they're at facebook.com/techonomicsradio. We have even more links at kgoradio.com. And you can find our Techonomics podcast on iTunes and Stitcher as well. Coming up after the break, we have a Silicon Valley thought leader. We have a prime pundit, and she's the same person, Kara Swisher. We'll talk a little politics, a little tech industry landscape, and more when we get back from this short break. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.